Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. Naming a bear Teddy doesn't change its nature. It's still a wild animal. That's the hard lesson a Pennsylvania family learned. They thought their 350-pound pet bear was tame. You see, they'd raised it from a cub and treated it like part of the family. But one day, one of them entered the cage to clean it. The black bear killed her. Sin works the same way. We think we can domesticate it, soften its edges, keep it under control. We even name it something other than what it is. But sooner or later, its true nature surfaces. Sin always kills, always destroys. Friend, let me encourage you. Don't keep a cage for what Christ died to conquer. Open your hands. Let him have it. What you release, he redeems. That includes the sin you long ago committed but still hold on to. When I was just learning Psalm 130 for the first time, it had been a very long time since I'd actually sinned sexually, but it was a secret I held tightly to, hoping no one would ever know. Far from leaving it behind, I held it close, forbidding anyone to see. The shame only grew heavier and heavier. I could not outdistance myself from the past. Now, God was so good to me. He led me to James 5:16, and I applied it liberally to my shame-encrusted heart. I told my husband. He held me, and it felt like the arms of Christ. I told my mother. She wept with me. It felt like the compassion of Christ. I told my best friend. She still loved me. It felt like the faithfulness of Christ. Each confession took me one level deeper into the life of freedom and living in a fuller understanding of Christ's forgiveness. You might be asking, what does James 5:16 tell us to do with our sin? Confess it, one to another. Now, only Jesus can forgive sin, but confessing to someone else is how we experience healing. He's given the body of Christ that work to do. When I remember that the Psalms of Ascent were sung like a choir, everyone lifting their voices for mercy together, well, it's kind of remarkable that they were all singing about the same thing, their sinfulness. They knew there was freedom in transparency and repentance. Listen, confession is not meant to be just private. It's communal. And let's be clear, you will no more overcome your sin without Jesus than you could climb out of the depths without him. But he's also given you some sojourners to throw a lifeline of wholeness your way. That's the members of the body of Christ. You need them. Now, you may have some heavy things to consider as you walk today because you may be carrying some deep secrets. If so, you're on the verge of a breakthrough. You are, to mercy and freedom. Today, you're going to stack the first two verses of Psalm 130 together as you walk and meditate. Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. Okay, let's walk and memorize. Here's a walking tip. Scientists at Stanford discovered that walking boosts creative thinking by about 60%, even indoors. And not just the kind that helps us dream up new businesses and plans, but the kind of creativity that helps us gain clarity about problems. So when you're wrestling with sin or temptation or who to confess your sin to, your steps aren't just physical, they're clearing mental space. Walk it out with God, my friend. Bring your struggle to him step by step. Happy walking.